Padawan, my boy! Is it already Halloween? Please, I'm reading this chapter at 1 a.m. in the morning. And this bee is gonna give me nightmares. I thought it was Sang-woo for a moment there. When will this guy stop being an inconvenience? Because my poor Juha, holy shit. My God. Even Pilwan scared the living shit out of me after reading that book. Before we get started, I just want to remind our viewers that if you like seeing more yaoi content and would like to support this channel, please don't forget to smash that like button. Also, if you haven't done so, please subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell. Feel free to message me in my social media at ZealedFujoshi, which I'll be using to interact with viewers about more yaoi content. If that's something that interests you, feel free to follow me at ZealedFujoshi. Finally, this episode will contain explicit content and a lot of manhwa spoilers. With that in mind, please proceed with caution. You have been warned. Now, without further ado, let's jump into chapter 37 of Pearl Boy. Why am I feeling depressed over this? Damn, now this story is turning out to be a horror story. Those damn Pilwan jump scares. I feel like he's gonna run away. I mean, Juha is gonna run away. And I have a very bad feeling that Doshik doesn't find him for a little bit and gets hurt in the process. I hope he doesn't get hurt in the process. I hope he doesn't run away. But I kind of have a feeling that he will run away. And I am really sad that even after everything that Juha and Doshik has been through, they aren't letting each other know about their inner struggles. And this is really causing a big drift between them. Juha is not aware of all of the backstory that we were made aware last chapter that I think Juha does know that Doshik was an entertainer back in the day, but he doesn't know about the ex and him selling the liver and like all of the money struggles that he had with his ex. And Doshik is not aware of all of this trauma that Pilwan has installed in Juha's brain, and that's why Juha is so afraid of being idle and happy with Doshik in this moment. And I am still hoping that everything will turn out good for both of them in the end. I know it will be good for both of them, but I, as of this moment, I don't know if I should be happy or sad. I know that this too deserves a happy ending. And I really am looking forward for a very happy ending for both of them. But my gosh, like seeing how they are struggling right now, it's a little bit hard to see their happy ending. I know that after all of the trauma that Juha has been through, there's so much trauma that he really needs a lot of love to help him get back up and a lot of compassion to get him through everything that he's going through right now. And I know that Doshik is the perfect person to help him bridge over. Man, my heart, it has so much pain for both of them. He really needs a therapist, and I hope he won't run away and leave Doshik alone, because Doshik is doing everything he can that he knows that he can for Juha. And I hope that Juha will tell Doshik what's bothering him. And the same thing with Doshik. I hope that Doshik will tell Juha what he is up to with all of these gangster business. And my gosh, like, I really hope that the author will just let them communicate properly. But one thing I do love about chapter 37 of Pearl Boy is, my gosh, that Pilwon faces in this chapter. After reading it for a couple of times, it's making me laugh right now. I'm sorry. He just looks so stupid in this chapter. And I feel bad for laughing because I was scared when I first read this at 1 a.m. in the morning. And even though it's just a mere hallucination, I know that Pilwon appearing here and there is still creepy as F, but seeing how beaten up he is, it makes me laugh. Like a certain kind of satisfaction that, you know, the damage he has on his face. Yeah. My God, it's Juha who left that to Pilwon. Anyway, this manhwa is a devastating wasteland where there's fluff and smut. And it's the only sources of water for all of us who's thirsty. And it's sad that Juha keeps seeing Pilwon everywhere. And it's sad that Doshik leaves him alone in the middle of the night to go to work. They don't communicate. And I really do hope that the author will stop with the sexy for a little bit and let them have a real communication chapter. A real talk and a little bit of a slowdown on the hot seat. I think I will be very happy with that because I'm having so much heartbreak for the two of them for not communicating right now. Ah, my gosh, Doshik. Where are you going? I don't understand why. I mean, I do know why he's leaving in the middle of the night, but I really hope that he doesn't leave Juha alone. Because, my God, I feel like we're in for another psychological torture. And, anyway. I know. Doshik becoming a gangster for the protection of his love is sort of romantic. And I know I can't say otherwise, but Juha is also going through something. I think they're creating the perfect storm that is gonna cause a lot of heartbreak for a lot of us. Anyway, the only thing that making me happy in this chapter, aside from the Pilwon jump scares, my God, Doshik really loves eating those pearls. And him showing off his breadstick, he just knows how to flex, and he knows what his biggest flex is. My God, the Pilwon jump scares and the whole Doshik flex in this chapter, it just brings a smile to my face, even though all of the crap that Doshik and Juha are going through is also bothering me. I can't wait for the next chapter. I'm just hoping that Juha really doesn't run away. Or even if he does run away, Doshik finds him right away. I don't know. Like, I'm just really crossing my fingers that the storm is not here yet. I hope that they get to talk before the storm comes in. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please don't forget to follow my social media to be teased about some of the boys' love that I'm interested in. Feel free to leave me a message and converse with me in my Discord channel. I'd love to hear back from you. And please consider supporting the show by donating as little as 99 cents through www.zealedfujoshi.xyz. Also, don't forget to support the author. All the manhwa details can be found in the description below. Again, thank you so much and hope to see you next time.